Hi guys, this is Gernika from Thunder Mother, and you're listening to the Blog of Rock.
Hello, welcome to the Block of Rock, your hard rock and heavy metal podcast music magazine. My name is Uwe Lerch and I will take you backstage to the rock stars. Of course, we chat about the music that connects us all, about new records, about life plans and what used to be. But we also talk about the people behind it, what inspired and motivated them and what kind of rockstar tips do they have for you out there. In the show notes, that is a description of this episode that you are hearing about right now, you will find a central link for all usage that will also take you to my official Facebook group. I would be happy if we get to know each other there. Are you ready for the start? Well, then come with me.
Hi guys, as announced in the last episode, we will be traveling to Sweden today, where we're gonna head off more often in the coming weeks, as we all know that the density of great bands there is exceptionally high. We want to start today with the four girls from Thunder Mother, who have already stepped on the gas in the past few years. Now her album Heatwave is available, with which the girls delivered the absolute party album of this rather sad rock summer. Anyone who likes street rock with three chords in the style of AC/DC, Motorhead or Status Quo will receive the riot Heatwaves here to simply blow away the Corona blues. In addition to extremely catchy songs, the bluesy voice of frontwoman Gernika Mancini, which I've got on the line a few days before the release, is extraordinary from my point of view. She told me everything about the new album, we've picked a couple of songs and I received some hot informations about her unusual promo tour in the coming days, in which the four Swedes play Corona-compliant exclusive shows across Germany, partly on a converted fire truck. But listen for yourself.
Good kveld, Stockholm. How are you doing?
Great. Stockholm is doing great and I'm really doing great as well.
So there's a heat wave coming from the north. What can you tell me about the album?
Well, I can tell you that I feel like it's such a blast creating it. It's the first time that we all members are involved in the songwriting. I mean, you know, this band has a history of, you know, changing and blah, blah, blah. And now it's been very stable the past 3 years. And in my mind, this is the final, you know, change. I'm not planning on leaving this band ever. So, it's just been really fun to actually be part of that, you know, writing the songs together and creating that magic. And I think that on this album, we've finally managed to create our own sound. I mean, it's heavily influenced by a lot of different bands, which everyone can hear it, but it's still like we've still managed to, in my opinion, create something that's just Thunder Mother. Like finally, we're starting to have a Thunder Mother sound. And I think that's very, very exciting. And I think it has a lot to do with just all of us being involved in the creative process and coming from different musical backgrounds and that like combination. And then obviously we always had like the Motorhead, AC/DC, you know, DNA in our brains while writing, but it's just made it so much more. And I'm so excited for people to hear it. And also our producer, Søren Andersen, I mean, he's such a rock and he just got the best of out of all of us while recording it. So it's just been amazing.
Did he help you also on the songwriting?
Yeah, we wrote 6 songs with him. So we went like all 2019 we spent when we weren't touring, we went off to doing like songwriting sessions like here and there.
I think the main difference is your vocals, because you got a lot of soul in your vocals. This is not with all the male bands who have a similar sound. So this is something which I find it's really unique. So it seems that you're also influenced by a lot of black and soul artists, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, when I was a kid, I kind of wish I was black, you know? You know, I'm always like, you know, wanting to be like Aretha and all the cool soul Motown artists. Like that's kind of when I grew up listening, and I still to this day listen a ton to R&B and hip hop and I'm just a music lover. I love everything, and I have days. Like earlier today, I was listening to indie rock, and then now I was just listening to this new playlist that I made with like 2000 hip-hop, you know, hip-hop from the 2000s. So it's just, it's all over the place, but for sure, and thank you. And I think that, yeah, definitely, like you said, my the voice is different, even though the bass, the musical bass is similar to a lot of bands with all guys or whatever. For sure, I have a lot of different influences that are not necessarily the typical rock influences. I mean, Janis Joplin is definitely rock, but she was very blues. So I think, and she wanted to be like Otis Redding. I think the people that I look up to the same kind of, they in their hand, they were trying to mimic black artists too. So not, it sounds so weird and like, especially in these times, you know, but it's definitely a tribute and something super positive, not anything, you know, weird or, you know, like that.
The good thing is it makes a lot of fun listening to the album. When, you know, when you have a first listen to it, you already can sing along with most of the tracks, not with all. Some of them we come to be later are a bit different, but it makes a lot of fun, especially in the summertime. You just want to make a convertible out of your car and getting the roof up off your car to listen like this. And of course, lying in the sun. This is definitely a fun album to listen to. But you also have songs which are a bit down tempo, like Purple Sky, which to me is some kind of also a soul tribute, because this song with the organ inside is quite different to the rest of the album. What's the story behind Purple Sky?
Well, the story is basically, it was one of those like late nights when we were all really tired and we had been writing all day together. We were at our sound guy's house. He has a studio. It's like on the countryside in Germany. And we were all really, really tired. And then, I don't know, probably Filippa had like a riff or something. And the girls went out and we were just like, we all wanted to have, I don't know, I guess we just wanted to make a more musical, soulful song. And then they went out and worked on the music. And I wrote the lyrics while they were out in the other room. And then we came in and I was like, I gave Filippa the lyrics, I remember. And then she started like singing it on top. You know, it was like a super, it was a beautiful group project. because I mean, for me, lyrically, it's very much just my past and, you know, everything that I've gone through and also wishing for everyone really. But in this case, I'm a girl. And for girls to just, you know, be encouraged to be so much more than just pretty, and you know, you want to be strong and you want to do whatever you want. Like I was telling my girlfriends today, I was like, I just figured it out. I'm gonna be the Michael Jordan of rock.
You're tall enough
so
anyway.
This is my goal now. I'm gonna be the fucking Michael Jordan of rock. No, I think it was just nice. And also, I'm just happy that it came on the album, because it was like on our, say, let's say we had an A, B, and C list of songs that we were like, these have to be there. We want to try these. We'll see if this works out kind of thing. And that was one of those songs where we weren't really like, we didn't really know where to go with it. And then J-Bo, he plays organ for Glenn Hughes. He came in one day. A lot of cool artists came in because we're at this beautiful, amazing studio in Copenhagen, Medley Studios. And he just did it like by ear, you know. He didn't, you know, he just heard it and he played what he felt. And it was just amazing. And I just love that we got to have a song on the album. I mean, you know, that just shows off a more musical side to us, or a different side to us as musicians. Even though I fucking love three chord rock and just knucklehead, blah, blah, blah. I love that shit. But it's also nice to sometimes take a breather and be like, you know, here.
Also, another track which is quite outstanding is your current single, which is Sleep, which is a great power ballad. So this is also something which shows a different side, not the typical three chord rock, as you said before.
Yeah.
Is there a special story behind Sleep?
Well, it's just, I guess, I've been single for quite a long time, but I have to think about the last, No, but it's just who hasn't have been through a breakup, and it's basically, yeah, because the thing is, like, Filippa came in that song, she had like a rough outline of that song, but the lyrics at that time didn't make any sense. So then I took the lyrics, I kept maybe a sentence or two, me and Emily went out, me and the drummer, and we rewrote it to a heartbreak song. And that's taking from past experience. Like my last breakup was pretty much like that. We separated and it was just like horrible, and you know it's about to end and you're there and it sucks and ugh, you know. And I think that most people can relate to that. So yeah, and we really had to fight our crew, you know, because me, Filippa, and Emily really believed in the word sleep, you know. And our manager at first was, sleep, everyone is gonna fall asleep when they hear it. And I was like, no, there's no songs called sleep, we need to have this, you know. So it was fun. It was like a fun like roller coaster, and then finally everyone loved it and it turned out amazing, and
it's a great song. It's really pushed for it.
Yeah,
I see the lighters already in the crowd. Yeah, too. That's right.
But you know, it's funny because we were thinking so much while we were producing the song about I Don't Want to Miss a Thing with Aerosmith, like as a like an influence. And I kid you not, nobody has said anything about that.
Really?
Yeah, nobody. Yes. It's like, no, nobody has commented. But at the same time, then I think we've managed to do a very much own thing, you know, because we haven't copied it, obviously. We've just like had that, like, we wanted that epicness. And then Emily wrote the string section. So she recorded the live strings. And so it became a very beautiful production and very nice song.
It's a nice song. Hopefully one day you're going to perform it really with an orchestra, with a string.
Oh my God, that would be a dream.
So you did it currently as an unplugged version in a kind of living room situation where also Emily is playing guitar. So this is an unplugged situation, something which you really like to do as a kind of difference to the regular sets?
I mean, I like the regular sets more, but I think that unplugged are a good variation and a good thing to, like, you know, either mix it up, or some venues don't really, you can't play a full band. So I think it's really nice to know that we can play our songs acoustic and unplugged. I think a really good song should be able to be played unplugged.
It really stables also your position as a band. Yeah, when you can play not only having the, you know, the three chord songs, but also vary in a way to play these songs in a different way.
Yeah, and also whenever we are as big as I envision us to be, like Scorpion big, you know, I mean, we could definitely take it down and have it an unplugged version during we play at this like huge arena thing.
That's good. This is good.
Yeah, you hear my mind. Corona's made me crazy. I'm like,
That's good. Another song which I really enjoy on the album, but I don't know the story behind, but I have a guess, is Backed in 76. So there was another female rock group which was quite popular, the Runaways. So does this song somewhere refer to Joan Jett and Lita Ford and Cherry Curry?
Honestly, not necessarily. I mean, we have Joan Jett vibes for sure in some songs, but I'm trying to think about how it goes now, if it's that. Yeah, that's the sure. Yeah, that's the Joan Jett song. I just had to like think about it. Yeah, definitely Joan Jett vibes. But for us, it was more like it's a year that people haven't really sung about, and there's a lot of great albums that were released that year, and it was just a tribute to the 70s for us, kind of thing, because a lot of bands and a lot of music that we are inspired by comes from that decade, and then we picked 76.
How is the situation over there?
Well, in Sweden, it's not as bad as anywhere else, but it's still like people think about, you know, social distancing and all that stuff. But I think we should probably get better at using masks and stuff, because that's not really... my sister was here visiting and she lives in England, and she was kind of surprised because it seemed like everything was just going about as normal, you know. But I think it's... for us musicians, we feel it in the fact that we can't really work, we can't tour, and we're missing out on a lot of things that we had to do and had planned. So it is very strange, but I mean, we as a band has been, we've been really trying to just focus on the positive and, you know, think outside the box with how we choose to promote the album. And
that's why you came up with a different idea to come over to Germany with a track to play for us. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, we're going to do fire truck shows. So they've built like a stage on the roof of the fire truck. So it's going to be very Corona safe. And I think it's going to be a great time and a really unique experience. Like you say that, we usually we use that word a lot, but this is actually going to be extremely unique. None of us have ever done it before. And we were very, very excited, you know, to do it. It's a very cool idea.
We're looking forward to see you. It's just in a couple of days you're coming over, playing lots of shows in Germany. It's with a lower capacity, so not everybody could come. What are the plans for 2021? Besides doing some arena shows, playing with an orchestra, maybe.
Besides those little basic things, I think most of the festivals that
I'm finding a man, of course.
What?
And finding a man, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think we have so much touring that that's probably not going to happen. but I'm okay with just being a huge rock star. I can live with that. no, but all the touring, I think most of the festivals got postponed, so that's going to happen. I know Copenhagen is happening, which I'm very excited about. And I think and hope that we get to do Wacken next year too. And I know we were going to play Summer Breeze, so that would be awesome if we get to play that show as well. All the festivals, really. I think 2021 is going to be mega hectic.
That's good. So take your time to refresh for the moment. And we're going to see us during your fire truck tour. I will come over to one of your shows. And
nice.
Looking forward to have a beer with you. And until then, of course, wishing you all the best for the new album. The heat wave is coming. And hopefully everybody who's listening to this Blog of Rock podcast will have a chance to listen to and buy it.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Taksa mikit.
Oh, du warst lite.
All the best
thank
to the
you.
Other
thank
ladies.
You, Sean.
If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me at the podcast dealer you trust so that you don't miss the next one. You will get the entire season as a free subscription service from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, YouTube, the Google Podcast Portal, and, of course, via my homepage, theblockofrock.com. You can also listen to the stories that have been already published there, because there is new food in here every week. And above all, tell your friends and share the good news on social media. All right? Then let's hear again next time. Until then, keep on rocking.